Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Anytime you play against a great quarterback like that, you know, he's going to do things that, you know, a normal quarterback ain't going to do. So we know what to expect. You know, we try to do what we got to do to, you know, try our best to make him uncomfortable and get after him. And
Coach Dave Gray is bringing the CDG Sports Challenge to the Giant Eagle Kittapalooza Family Fest on February 2nd at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Race against the clock in the mini agility obstacle course. Test your soccer or hoop skills. Or test your throw and play with the fan quarterback challenge. Details at kittapalooza.com. That event is the day before the Super Bowl. And championship weekend is upon us in the league where they play.
For pay.
That was Aaron Donald on Drew Brees. Aaron Donald, the 13th pick in the 2014 draft. Would you like to know the players that went ahead of him in that draft? You tell me if you were one of these teams, if you could live with the pick that you used on a player that wasn't Aaron Donald. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Houston Texans, Jadeveon Clowney.
No, because it's the number one pick, and I couldn't live with it.
Craig?
Just because of where.
Yeah, I mean, Clowney's not bad.
This is like, I'll give you an example, the comparison I'm trying to make. The Houston Rockets passed on Michael Jordan, but they got Hakeem Olajuwon.
Correct.
So they can sleep at night knowing they didn't totally screw it up.
Jadeveon Clowney hasn't been, quote-unquote, bad. He has 8.5 more sacks for his career than what Aaron Donald did this year.
The other equivalent of this would be the Penguins taking Jordan Staal over Jonathan Toews. Where it's like, all right.
We won a cup with the guy.
Yeah.
Like it's, and you know what? That actually was a blessing in disguise because who knows what, if anything, they win with Toews. And they would have had to pay Toews, theoretically, I guess, big money. Staal, they paid big-ish money, but not huge.
St. Louis Rams took Greg Robinson.
No.
Bust.
Losing some sleep.
The Jaguars took Blake Bortles.
I am formerly an insomniac and am miserable.
Buffalo Bills took Sammy Watkins 4th.
Yep, I'm pretty miserable.
Oakland Raiders selected Khalil Mack with the 5th pick.
It's the only one where I don't feel real bad, but I'll be honest with you. I still feel bad. Aaron Donald is the best defensive player in football, in my opinion. So there is no other person that you could say that would make me say, okay, you know what, that guy's that great.
But still, the Raiders got that pick right.
They did. They're the only team so far.
Atlanta Falcons, Jake Matthews, offensive tackle.
Nyet.
No, bad. Really bad. How about this one? Tampa Bay Bucks, wide receiver Mike Evans.
No, because they haven't, like, advanced anywhere.
But I think you're fine with that pick if you're the Bucks.
I like that one.
You know that you picked a very good football player. And if Mike Evans maybe played with a better quarterback than famous Jameis, he might even have crazier numbers.
8th pick.
In fact, hold on. Mike Evans is, I think, the first guy in league history to have, what, a 1,000-yard season each of his first, what, 4 or 5 years or whatever it is?
5 now.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns, Justin Gilbert. Disgusting.
That's yet.
Worst pick yet, maybe. Vikings, Anthony Barr. Not a bad player, but still not that good. Lions, Eric Ebron. Looked like a total bust until this year in Indy. Titans, Taylor Lewan with the 11th pick. I think you're okay with that if you're them.
You're getting some
sleep. You
got
a left tackle who's an all-pro.
Maybe a restless night.
He's a very good player, but that is more to goes to show you that he's not Aaron Donald.
Giants with the 12th pick, Odell Beckham Jr.
You're okay with that one.
And then Aaron Donald went 13th.
Is Aaron Donald the best defensive player in football, in your opinion?
Yep.
If Aaron Donald plays, Craig, give me like 5 or 6 more years, which admittedly, with his relatively slight stature, he's a physical freak. He's a marvel. But if he somehow does this for what amounts to a full decade to like 12 years maybe, does he have a case if the counting numbers are there as one of the 5 best defensive players ever? Because I think
maybe
he will.
Why
best.
Are you asking Craig like he's an authority on defensive
players? Because
guy.
He's seen you know that what? I'm 7-2 in my betting.
Do you, okay, I'll open it up to both of you. What is his ceiling? Could he become the greatest defensive
okay,
player
I'm,
since
I'm
Lawrence
happy,
Taylor?
I'm happy you asked that question. When we have John Clayton on in 10 minutes, one of us is going to ask him if Aaron Donald has a chance of surpassing Joe Green as the greatest defensive tackle of all time.
Okay. Where's Joe Green on the top blank defensive players
top
ever,
10.
Period?
Top 10.
Is LT number one for you?
For me, he is, yeah. All right, Chris, the game Aaron Donald is playing in. The Rams travel to New Orleans to play the Saints. The Aints, a 3.5-point favorite. You're first up.
You know, I don't think that Aaron Donald's skill set is going to be necessarily in full vogue. He's good against the run, and we know what he is against the pass. He's a monster. He has to be accounted for in every play. But New Orleans is so good at running the football, and the Rams, by and large, are so bad at stopping the run compared to everything else.
They were
else
great
that,
against Zeke Elliott
I know
last
they were
week,
great.
Man.
I know that was an eye-opening game. And you wonder about if McVay is the kind of – we'll see what kind of a tactician Sean McVay is after getting one crack at them and then getting to go back in there. But you know what? I feel like the Saints are a team on a mission, and they survive their, like, narrow sort of game against Philly, the team that all the magic going. I like the Saints to win this probably by a touchdown. Should be a really entertaining game, but I think they cover.
So the first matchup this year, Jared Goff threw 3 touchdowns in almost 400 yards, but a lot of those stats were cosmetic, so I'm throwing those out. Aqib Talib missed the game. Problem for me is I don't think Aqib Talib's very good anymore. So bringing him back for this game, what's that mean? He's going to – now he gets Michael Thomas. I don't like that matchup for L.A. You mentioned the Rams against the run. They averaged – this is the average of yards per run against them this year, 5.1. Oof. And they've got Sue and Donald inside. That's, like, insane to me.
I think teams are just really good at running away from them.
We know that Sean Payton and Drew Brees have never lost a home game in the playoffs together. I am going to take the Saints in this game, too.
Can I point something out real quick to our listeners?
Yes.
That is now both of you and every member of the Fan Morning Show that picked the Saints.
I know. Yes. I thought...
Fade that one.
What do the simulations say?
Rams.
I thought hard about doing what I did last week via phone and saying, what did the whole Morning Show pick? The Chargers? Yeah, I'll take the Patriots. Thanks. But that's funnier when you do it by phone. Oh, here's another stat, Craig. I know you know this because you've been crunching the numbers. Tremendous
My
information.
Tremendous information, yes.
A road team has not won a conference title game since 2012, which seems like a misprint.
I also think the Rams have a conundrum. Gurley sounded very upset even after a win that he wasn't getting the touches late in the game. And I can't wait to see how they handle Gurley versus Anderson.
Well,
he was not ecstatic that they won the game because they went away from him late.
If I were Sean McVay, you know what I would say to him? I would say, we were saving you. We knew we had it in the bag. We knew we were going to get the W. We're saving you for the big game. Although Anderson was better. He looked like, aside from Gurley's touchdown run, and Gurley wasn't bad, Anderson looked like he had explosiveness.
123 rushing
Steelers
yards
should
and two
trade
touchdowns.
For Todd Gurley when he gets disgruntled this offseason.
Chris, all next right. up.
AB for him, would you?
Yes. I would make that trade. We've got the New England Patriots and Kansas City, the Chiefs, sort of improbable here. Arrowhead Stadium's been around almost 50 years, hosting the first ever AFC title game in that building. The weather could be a factor, the cold, some snow, not a ton of wind. The Chiefs, who lost by 3 earlier to the Patriots in Foxborough this year, 3-point favorites on their home turf.
Yep.
Andrew?
I have learned the error of my ways, and I am done writing off the Patriots, and I am picking them to go into Kansas City and win the game outright. They have not won a road playoff game since 2006. I think the conditions here for game time, the blustery winds, the snow, I think they're going to dink and dunk, screen game the Chiefs' 31st defense this year to death. James White had 15 catches last week. I can see him doing it again. And if the Patriots can keep Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram off Tom Brady, I think they can do the same thing to Dee Ford and Chris Jones on Sunday. And in probably the Patriots left for dead after a loss to the Steelers, they become the first team since the 1994 Buffalo Bills to go back to the Super Bowl after losing the year before. New England, plus 3.5.
New England. I'm very torn by this game. I think that the Chiefs are the better team clearly on offense and have weapons. And Tyreek Hill shredded the Patriots in Foxborough and is the kind of guy I think that would be, weirdly enough, a bit of a mutter. He had a 142, 7 catches, and 3 tutties when those two teams played.
However,
Tom Brady, I think you put yourself out on the limb a little bit more and pronounced the Patriots more dead than I did, but I was mostly with you and then jumped back on after that win over the Jets, which was dumb.
So what do you have here, my friend?
All right, I know, I'm getting to it. I do, you know what, I think the Patriots are going to win, and I think they're going to win by a touchdown. I think they're going to go back to the Super Bowl, and I got to pick them because you never count out touchdown Tom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.